You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. And since it's the weekend, we thought we'd get a few friends together and talk about what's happening in the news. So let's have brunch. We are out having brunch at the Pullman Kitchen, New York, on 2nd Avenue, and I am joined by Mina Kimes, who is a senior writer at ESPN The Magazine, and Shane Farrow, economics reporter at Business Insider. Welcome to you both. Cheers.
Cheers.
A lot of people have been talking about the NFL, another part of pro sports, but you wrote about baseball and the management problem, if we want to call it that, and the gender divide there. Tell me about what's going on in MLB front offices.
Sure. Well, yeah, like you mentioned, the NFL has sort of captured everyone's attention right now. And because of sort of their failed handling of the Ray Rice suspension, they've been hiring more women. So I was looking into the numbers in the NFL, and then when I started looking at sort of the amount of gender diversity in baseball, I was surprised by the fact that actually baseball is trending in the wrong direction. There are fewer women in executive positions.
And those numbers are going
down? They're going down, actually. Right, yeah. So, you know, one number that really caught my eye was that I think about less than a third of the women of the employees in the front office now are women. In the mid-90s, it was more than half.
How does that stack up to other sports?
So it's pretty comparable to football. The NBA is actually has much greater diversity, both racial and in terms of gender, than the other leagues.
You know, we talk about sports a lot on this show because it's a massive business when you think about pro sports and college sports. Mm-hmm. But how does the gender picture, do you think, make a difference if you're talking about how this kind of ripples out into society?
Well, I'll say, first of all, those numbers that I described, you know, a third of employees in front office, even much smaller percentages when you're looking at senior employees, those reflect the broader economy. I mean, if you look at Fortune 500 companies, you'll see similar ratios. So it's not like sports are actually worse than other industries, which I think is important to keep in context. But, you know, sports are a mirror to society. And when you see leagues making terrible decisions like the NFL has lately, you begin to wonder who's making the decisions, why are they making such poor decisions, and that sort of turns the focus onto the executive suite.
You know, we're three women sitting around talking about the economy and these different lenses that we look at it through. I'm sort of wondering if this surprises you at all, that we keep coming back to these themes. You guys are both a little bit younger than I am. I wonder if you're struck by that at all, that we're still having this conversation.
I think it's surprising because by now there's just been so much research and so many studies showing how detrimental it is from a business perspective. Forget the social imperative. Businesses do better when there are more women and more diverse boards. You know, I mean, it's a no-brainer. And look at baseball. Half of their fans are women. So, you know, when we're talking about executives, I'm not talking about scouts necessarily or people in baseball operations or jobs that might require playing experience. I'm talking about sales, marketing, ticket strategy, you know, and if half of your customer base is female, why isn't that reflected, you know, in the C-suite?
Shane, let's talk about AIG. I can't believe we're having, this is like the zombie story that won't die. Back in court, Hank Greenberg, the colorful, ever colorful AIG, what, kingpin, founder, who knows? He wants his, he wants money from the government.
Yeah, I think he just wants his name associated with AIG again. I don't know. I'm very amused by this story.
Tell me why.
Because basically what happened is a couple of years ago, Hank Greenberg, who used to run AIG but then was kicked out before the financial crisis, but is still a major shareholder in AIG, he brought a lawsuit against the government for basically not having done the bailout of AIG correctly.
Right, he said they didn't pay shareholders enough money, that they punished them.
Yeah, and so he wants, I think, $25 million from the government for them not giving him enough money during the bailout. The funny thing is, had the government not bailed out AIG, he would have been left with no money. So this is kind of an absurd lawsuit.
And it's a relitigation of the financial crisis in a lot of ways. We're seeing a lot of the players, you know, the former Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner hauled up on there. Have we learned anything about what the crisis did to Americans?
Not from this lawsuit. From what I understand, I haven't been at the trial, but from what I have understand from reading about it is that the witnesses that Greenberg is calling are mostly hostile. And there's Tim Geithner testified, and he said, "I don't know a lot." They asked some questions. He said, I can't recall. I'm not sure. And so they really haven't gotten much out of him at all.
It's sort of this, I don't know, I feel like he's standing in, I think, Mina, you mentioned this to me before we sat down. Geithner's like a stand-in for America, which was like, that was rough, man. Let's move on.
Right. So I just want to work at Warburg Pincus now, make some money, sell some books. This might help that. But, I mean, I think, you know, if anything, what does this say about where we are as a country? It says that no one really covered themselves in glory during this period. All these characters are coming back, and it's like Scream 5. You're like, Jesus, you again? You again? Nev Campbell? What? You know, like, nobody wants to see these guys. No one's impressed by it. You know, I mean, and they're back. And I was laughing because, you know, I cover sports now. I used to write about business. And I saw this story, and I was just like, yeah, I don't really want to read this.
Yeah, this was scary.
Well, and I think there could be, theoretically, a place for some sort of trial that would be very cathartic to have some sort of trial and really trying to understand what went on in the government during this period, but this is not that trial.
Shane Farrow from Business Insider, Mina Kimes from ESPN The Magazine, thank you both so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.